Hi, everyone, and welcome to Advisor Edge, the GVA Way, a podcast series created for financial advisors navigating the complexities of transitioning from a traditional firm or considering branching out independently for the first time. This podcast will deliver clarity and expertise by answering common questions and guiding you through the services and support GVA provides during the transition process. From establishing your brand to building a client base and managing compliance, we'll provide the insights and resources you need to thrive in your new venture. GVA is a full-service, technology-driven RIA. We are 170 advisors strong across 18 states. We provide asset management, compliance, billing, compensation, insurance, brokerage, 401k services, technology, and more to our advisors. And everything we do is scalable for us and you as we place technology in the forefront. Perhaps what we hold to the highest regard is our dedication to the end user, our clients. We like to say we are a family of like-minded individuals who hold our clients' financial interests above our own. Thank you for joining us and welcome to the GVA Way. All right, Phil, welcome back for episode 2 of the GVA Way, our monthly podcast, where we're going to go in-depth on the transition experience and what it's like for an advisor when they decide to go independent. We had some questions last week after our first podcast where we wanted to dive a little bit deeper, and I think today's going to be a good opportunity to do that and really provide some guidance on three key areas, the first one being transition assistance, the second one being the referral program that we have internally here at GVA, and the third one around acquisitions. So why don't you give us a little bit of a breakdown of what you're seeing out there? I know you've had a busy week. I've heard you on the phones. I've heard you having a lot of conversations with advisors that are interested or that are already in the network. Just giving us some feedback around what you've been experiencing over the past couple of weeks, and specifically around transition assistance, what you see out there.
Yeah, sure. So sounds good. I think, first off, we're very excited. We have a new deal with LPL, so everyone's interested and excited to hear about what's going on. So we now are rolling out a new transition package, and it's a great incentive for new advisors looking to transition to LPL. So we have a new deal where we can do 40 basis points in transition assistance for advisors that are transitioning to LPL. And this is a big breakthrough. I mean, other RIAs are seeing 15 basis points back end, so this is a really big competitive advantage for these advisors. You're looking at 20 basis points up front when they move over, and then 20 basis points back in for any net new assets brought over a course of 12 months. So really exciting, and it's a big jump for RIAs in this space, being able to offer 40 as opposed to 15 back in.
Correct, yeah. And I think it's based on a ton of different factors, right? So I've been in this space for over 10 years at this point, right? And in doing transitions as an independent business owner and as an independent RIA, you know, not really working for the home office in so many words, seeing these different packages come through, it's a big deal for the advisor. So at one point, we were in this arena, and then for the past couple of years, we've had to, you know, go back and forth on how we're going to split it out. And then in some cases, GVA will come to the table with additional TA or additional opportunities. How have we done that recently? Why don't you explain
that? Yeah, so also it's important. It's these advisors, we have 40 basis points up front, but there's a few different ways that we could skin it. We could add more transition assistance out of GVA's pocket back end. So it can, in some cases, you're looking at up to 60 basis points total for these advisors that are transitioning. And for the most part, the upfront money is huge. And to get an advisor over and feel comfortable, they're looking for upfront money to even start thinking about moving. So having up to 60 basis points total, and GVA being able to provide our own transition assistance on top of the new deal with LPL, it's very helpful for these advisors that are worried about upfront costs and office furniture and starting a new office and hiring. And it's become very, I would say, it's just exciting. This is a new deal, and this is going to get advisors over the hump.
Yep, absolutely. And there's a lot of chatter out there, right? I mean, I received a phone call yesterday from a recruiter who's saying they have the best packages going right now, and I can get 100%, and that's it, right? And then it stops there, I feel like, when you look at the bigger firms that are out there that say, hey, don't file your own ADV or don't join one of these large enterprises out there, because if you join ours, we're going to give you more money up front. That can usually be a slippery slope, right? We're talking enterprise value down the road.
we're talking about different factors that go into admin fees or program fees or not being able to have as much flexibility as you would have with joining some of these RIAs that are out there like a GVA. And the game has changed. There's no doubt about it. We have private equity-backed firms that are out there. We have minority investment firms like a GVA that are out there. And then we have the firms that are, you know, are trying to grow and trying to do it on their own. And it's great to see the landscapes changing, and it's great to see that the competition's out there, quite frankly. I think it helps everybody get better.
Right.
So in addition to that transition assistance, let's just say that it breaks down to a 20 and 20 split. Those assets land at LPL. What else is the advisor provided with from technology standpoint?
Right. So we have three things that we're offering. Upon arrival, you have your GVA Salesforce, which is fully customized, and it has data feeds into Orion, Schwab, and LPL, and Fidelity. So no matter what custodian you're using, you'll be able to access your client data and have it transfer smoothly and integrate compliantly. And you also have an access to Advisor Bob, which does your billing and compensation, also calculates your advisor book of business value, your Bob value, so you know how much your business is worth for succession planning and exit planning and just valuations. And then as well, we also have your GVA Secure Office. So that's full access to all Microsofts. You have your Excel, you have your Word, you have mm-hmm. Microsoft Teams, the full slate to run your office, and that's all included in your package. And then on top of that, we have other technologies that you can pick from. It's an a la carte solution, so it's all offered on our website. You can see it on our technology page, but a lot of advisors prefer different technologies, and that's okay. We have integrations with many different tech stacks that mm-hmm. are all offered under the GVA umbrella. And so those licenses are big, and they're offered, they're included for 3 years upon your arrival at GVA.
Correct. Yeah, and I think that that's an important piece too, because you don't have to really worry about going and figuring out what you're going to use for a CRM system. You've got Salesforce. What you're going to use to do your compensation and billing, you've got Advisor Bob. And then from a standpoint of, you know, computers getting set up, Teams, Office 365, fully compliant solution that has the books and records requirement, another key factor. And having that right from the start, we're doing it right now for a couple of advisors that are joining the firm. You know it, right? Yeah. I mean, you've helped get them over that hump. It's a game changer. So I think that that's really important. So if you put all that together and you think about the tools and technology that are out there, it can be a very successful package for an advisor to get started and to be successful and see revenue growth and metrics that are like, hey, 13 to 15% growth versus, you know, maybe what we're seeing out there in the industry is a 3% clip. So that's really important. Let's move on to the advisor referral program that we have here at GVA for existing advisors and talk about that a little bit. So I'm an advisor. I have an office. Someone comes to me and says, I want to join your office, or, hey, I want to join GVA. I want to go under their ADV. What do we have in store?
So another exciting thing, we're rolling it out right now, but we have a new advisor referral PDF brochure, and it's for our current advisors and for when they're recruiting or speaking with friends or people they know in the industry that are looking to transition, they can point in the right direction to GVA. They can look at our podcasts and our videos and see that we're trying to create this initiative to recruit advisors. And in order to help our current advisors, we have a new offering. So we're doing 2% of the advisors, the recruited advisors' total revenue or GDC for the first year, and then 1% of the total GDC for the second year. So this is just another incentive package for our current advisors to continue to recruit and bring advisors onto our platform. And I think it's also, you know, we're trying to recruit advisors here, and we're making these podcasts and videos to help our current advisors point these advisors in the right direction and let them know that this is what we're about, get a feel of who GVA is and what we're trying to accomplish, and then go from there.
Absolutely. And I think for us, the biggest opportunity is those referrals that we can get, right? Because our advisors underneath the GVA umbrella are saying to themselves, we really like this firm. You've been with them for years. We have the flexibility we want. We're growing at the rate that we're looking, you know, we've been looking to grow. We didn't realize this was a possibility, because it's always the same comment 6, 9 months, 12 months after the transition. Why didn't I do this sooner?
Right.
And you're starting to experience that now that you've been in the business development role and had advisors transition over. What's that been like for you? So forget about the TA, forget about the referral program. Talk to us about how the advisors are appreciative most of the time when the transition's over. It's almost like, what do you do next?
Yeah, so we're there for you every step of the way. And like, once people are over the fence, there's growing pains and it's like, what do I do next? Okay, let me speak to anyone, a team member at GVA that can help them. And we're always here. And I kind of feel like the best part of our culture is that we still have monthly base camp calls, weekly camp calls, where we're always speaking and we're always in front of the advisors and we're here for anything that they need. And for the most part, we've almost heard all of the problems and hurdles. We've seen almost everything right now. So we understand the struggles, and just having this network of advisors that when they get over here on day one, they're not on an island. They're feeling like they have other people to lean on, leverage other people's strengths, and, you know, pave the way for them and help them grow.
Yep. And I think a good example of that was yesterday, right? You're talking to an advisor who's using Fidelity, and they had questions about how trading should work within the Wealthscape platform. And they were able to call one of our advisors, talk to them about it, and that simply blew them away, right? I mean, that's huge. And that those types of connections we make day in and day out with our specialized series that's going to come out around financial planning or investments, to what Eric Parnell's doing on the team. So it's really important. And then the best part is that you're staying in the picture with those advisors after they make that transition. Yeah. Third bucket, acquisitions. Yeah. So you were dialing the phones. You've got RAs out there, and I know we're focused on 50 million up to about 500 million in that space. What are you seeing feedback wise from those advisors, and why they would be looking to sell, or what they're looking for as a one or two person RIA that's out there?
Yeah, I think RIA consolidation is huge right now. The older advisors are looking for younger advisors to service their books for, and having a network of 175 advisors that we have makes it a little easier for advisors to feel comfortable about, okay, I have a like-minded advisor that runs a similar practice, runs similar models, yep, feel okay transitioning. And also, it's become very important for advisors to want to purchase other books and grow, and everyone's looking to grow, and helping advisors find other books and working within our network to help them with M&A solutions and finding other books for them to purchase is big, and we'll help them through financing their purchases, making sure that over the course of 5, 7, 9 years, they can become the owners of these books and just have access to more opportunities that they won't have if they were on their own.
Gotcha. Absolutely. Yeah. And so just some quick numbers that we've seen over the past year. So, you know, 2023, you know, the multiple that we've seen internally here and throughout the network is around 2.5 to 2.6x, right, on top line revenue. And that's coming through Advisor Bob data that we're looking at the valuation in there. I mean, we're providing that really for our advisors to see. And so one of the latest acquisitions that happened internally between an advisor and GVA and another advisor came in at 2.7. And that's a pretty nice number to get. And it comes down to many factors: client age of that book, AUM in the book, how much is on what custodian, client relationships, concentration, a whole bunch of factors. However, we have seen it get aggressive and go 3.5 to 4x on the revenue, right? And so I think there's a little bit of a conversation that you have to have on, like, hey, this is what the plug-in will look like, and this is what that transition would be. So who are you working with on your end to kind of have that conversation and really drive that discussion forward with on the acquisition front?
Yeah, so we'll work with them directly. What are you looking for? What are you looking to pay? We'll look at their Bob value, and we'll work with our leadership team, and we can provide valuations, and we know how much their business is worth, yep, and what we think that we can get for another book, mm-hmm, using our valuation. So really working with our leadership team and working with the advisor directly, and we're working hand in hand, and we're making sure that everything included in their book is accounted for, sure, so that we have the right number.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, and then when we look at these RIAs, there's a little bit different of a factor that might come into play. So instead of top line revenue, you start looking at EBITDA and what those multiples are in the industry right now, whether you're doing a 6 to a 9. I mean, it really is a bunch of different factors that are going to come into play there. So we talked about transition assistance. We talked about the referral program. We talked about acquisitions. What else? Is there anything else that we should discuss before we kind of wrap up this month's podcast here?
I think we have a lot to talk about. I don't want to rush it, but something we have for like website creation and advisors that aren't coming from an RIA, yep, people that are coming from big wirehouses, they're afraid that, okay, I'm losing the big name and now I'm going to be on an island and I'm not going to be recognized. No, we have search engine optimization and market commentary data feeds to make sure that your websites will be at the top of Google searches. We have the state-of-the-art technology for that that we're using with our marketing partners. So something that's important, I think, is this website creation and SEO for these advisors moving forward that feel like they're not going to be recognized because they're leaving the big ship.
Got it. Yeah, and I have a feeling that one of these podcasts we will host will probably be around the advisor and the 8-step process that we put in place for that. So one of the things I know we did not mention earlier is during the onboarding phase for the advisor, we are going to establish that brand, right? So in addition to Secure Office, in addition to Salesforce and Advisor Bob, we're going to build out the brand for them and be with them through those steps to truly make sure it lines up with what they want in this new environment. Save it for another day.
Yeah, and that's huge.
Yep. We can definitely talk about that. I did bring an offer letter in here. I was going to go through a little bit, but I think we're kind of brushing up on time at this point. So, Phil, as we close out this month's podcast that we have here at GVA, a couple of just closing remarks that I think maybe we had discussed, but let's just kind of iron out here. So the first one is, our last podcast, folks had asked about who the third person is sitting at the table with us, right? And so this is a fan favorite of GVA, and this is Bob Ross. So Bob Ross will be joining us every month with the different guests that we have. And, we don't make mistakes. We just have happy little accidents is a famous quote. We kind of use that throughout the GVA environment. But the big thing with that, all joking aside, is all the advisors, all the DBA offices, all the home office is kind of heading in the same direction.
Yeah,
we want everyone to grow, right? One common goal. You just said it, one common goal. That's really important. And I think if you keep that mindset, and that's what you've been communicating to the advisors, and that's what they truly understand, it helps with growth, right? It's a team effort. And that's a big thing for anybody who's played team sports or anybody who's been part of a team. Going at it individually, joining a larger organization and being a firm or maybe a smaller firm within that organization versus, hey, we're all kind of going together. I think that's a big factor.
Yeah, it's big.
Yeah.
And it's one goal. Everyone's looking to just do one thing, and that's client satisfaction.
Correct. Yeah, providing good fiduciary client advice. So, once again, thanks for this month.
Yep.
It's good seeing you as always.
Thank you.
And thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Yep.
Take care.
The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which strategies or investments may be suitable for you, consult the appropriate qualified professional prior to making a decision.